Lake Wales, Florida, AP, as Trevor Murphy pulls up to his dad's 20-acre, 8-hectare, grove in one of the fastest-growing counties in the United States. He points to the cookie-cutter, one-story homes encroaching on the orange trees from all sides. At some point, this isn't going to be an orange grove anymore, Murphy, a third-generation grower, says as he gazes at the rows of trees in Lake Wales, Florida. You look around here, and it's all houses, and that's going to happen here. Oak County, which includes Lake Wales, contains more acres of citrus than any other county in Florida. And in 2023, more people moved to Polk County than any other county in the country. Hit in recent years by hurricanes and citrus greening disease, which slowly kills the trees, many growers are making the difficult decision to sell orange groves that have been in their families for generations to developers building homes to house the growing population. Others, like Murphy, are sticking it out, hoping to survive until a bug-free tree or other options arrive to repel the disease or treat the trees. Mounting concerns. When Hurricane Irma blasted through the state's Orange Belt in 2017, Florida's signature crop already had been on a downward spiral for 2 decades because of the greening disease. Next came a major freeze and 2 more hurricanes in 2022, followed by 2 hurricanes last year. A tree that loses branches and foliage in a hurricane can take 3 years to recover, Murphy said. Those catastrophes contributed to a 90% decline in orange production over the past 2 decades. Citrus groves in Florida, which covered more than 832,000 acres, 336,698 hectares, at the turn of the century, populated scarcely 275,000 acres, 111,288 hectares, last year, and California has eclipsed Florida as the nation's leading citrus producer. Losing the citrus industry is not an option. This industry is so ingrained in Florida. Citrus is synonymous with Florida, Matt Joyner, CEO of Trade Association Florida Citrus Mutual, told Florida lawmakers recently. Nevertheless, Alico Inc., one of Florida's biggest growers, announced this year that it plans to wind down its citrus operations on more than 53,000 acres, 21,000 hectares, saying its production has declined by almost 3/4 in a decade. That decision hurts processors, including Tropicana, which rely on Alico's fruit to produce orange juice and must now operate at reduced capacity. Orange juice consumption in the U.S. has been declining for the past 2 decades, despite a small bump during the COVID-19 pandemic. A prominent growers group, the Gulf Citrus Growers Association, closed its doors last year. Location, location, location. Pressure on citrus farming is also growing from one of the state's other biggest industries, real estate. Florida expanded by more than 467,000 people last year to 23 million people, making it the third largest state in the nation. And more homes must be built to house that ever-growing population. Some prominent, multi-generational citrus families each have been putting hundreds of acres, hectares, of groves up for sale for millions of dollars, or as much as $25,000 an acre. Murphy owns several hundred acres, hectares, of groves and says he has no plans to abandon the industry, though last year he closed a citrus grove caretaking business that managed thousands of acres for other owners. However, he also has a real estate license, which is useful given the amount of land that is changing hands. He recently sold off acres in Polk County to a home developer, and has used that money to pay off debt and develop plans to replant thousands of trees in more productive groves. I would like to think that we're at the bottom, and we're starting to climb back up that hill, Murphy says. A bug-free tree, a whole ecosystem of businesses dependent on Florida citrus, is at risk if the crops fail, including 33,000 full-time and part-time jobs and an economic impact of $6.8 billion in Florida alone. Besides growers, there are juice processors, grove caretakers, fertilizer sellers, packing houses, nurseries and candy manufacturers, all hoping for a fix for citrus greening disease. Tom Davidson, whose parents founded Davidson of Dundee Citrus Candy and Jelly Factory in Lake Wales in 1966, says the drop in citrus production has impacted what flavor jellies the business is able to produce and the prices it charges to customers. We're really hoping that the scientists can get this figured out so we can get back to what we did, Davidson says. Researchers have been working for 8 years on a genetically modified tree that can kill the tiny insects responsible for citrus greening. The process involves inserting a gene into a citrus tree that produces a protein that can kill baby Asian citrus psyllids by making holes in their guts, according to Łukasz Stelinski, an entomology professor at the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Citrus Research and Education Center. It could be at least 3 years before bug-resistant trees can be planted, leaving Florida growers looking for help from other technologies. They include planting trees inside protective screens and covering young trees with white bags to keep out the bugs, injecting trees with an antibiotic, and finding trees that have become resistant to greening through natural mutation and distributing them to other groves. It's kind of like being a Lions fan before the Detroit Lions started to win games, Stelinski says. I'm hoping that we are making that turnaround. ____ Mike Schneider on the social platform X. At Mikey Schneider app. Mike Schneider, The Associated Press. Łukasz Stelinski, an entomology professor at the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Citrus Research and Education Center, shows a genetically modified orange tree, Wednesday, February 19, 2025, in Lake Alfred, Florida. AP photo, Marta Lavandier, 2.